Lesson 3.
Word list.
Plot.
Top.
Battalion.
Surround.
Tight.
Ring.
Dare.
Starve.
Wild.
Search.
Berry.
Apricot.
Hay.
Rush.
Commissar.
Ashamed.
Discipline.
Heated.
Argue. Argument.
Scout.
Situation.
Favorable.
Breakthrough.
Bolt.
Insist.
Kindness.
Puzzle.
Queer.
Troops.
Hillside.
Curse.
Luck.
Rap.
Silver. Silver dollar. Dollar.
Folk.
Accept.
Burst.
Grasp.
Proudly.
Gaze.
Lieutenant General.
Idioms and expressions.
At the top of.
At the foot of.
To live on.
To be ashamed of oneself.
To fight one's way out.
To find oneself in a place.
In the open.
A number of.
To burst out.
One after another. Text.
A sweet potato plot. At the top of the mountain, there were 30 of us comrades. At the foot of the mountain was a whole battalion of Kuomintang soldiers, surrounding us in a tight ring. We had given the enemy a hard time. They dared not come after us, but we could not get away. 3 days passed with no fighting. It was clear that they meant to starve us out. We lived on the little wild fruit we could find, as there was nothing else on the mountain in late autumn. One evening, as we were searching for berries and apricots, little Tsai suddenly shouted, "Hey, look what I've found here! Sweet potatoes!" Before we could stop him, he had rushed on to a potato plot and dug up one of the potatoes. "Don't touch them!" we called out. "We'll ask the political commissar what he thinks about it." Little Tsai jumped up, looking a little ashamed of himself, for his hunger had made him forget army discipline. There was a heated argument among the comrades. Some said we should eat the potatoes, others thought not. But before the political commissar had a chance to speak, two of our scouts returned to report that the situation was favorable for a breakthrough. We decided to fight our way out that night. 3 months passed, and we found ourselves back in a village at the foot of the same mountain. It was a cold night, and every door in the village was bolted. We were just preparing to pass the night in the open when an old man came up to us and insisted that we should stay in his home. We were a little surprised, for this was a newly liberated area, and we had not expected to meet with such kindness from the villagers. When we entered his house, the old man asked us to sit down and began serving us tea. We were feeling more puzzled than ever when he began to explain. "I'll tell you a queer story," he said. "Last autumn, a number of soldiers were surrounded by Kuomintang troops on this mountain. I had a plot of sweet potatoes up there, and I was worried about it. Several times I tried to go up the hillside to have a look, but each time I was driven back by the Kuomintang men. One night, there was the sound of firing. I thought the Red Army men had fought their way out, and I was right. Next morning, the Kuomintang troops left, and I hurried up the mountain to my plot. I found a lot of my potatoes had been dug up. I cursed my luck and began digging up those that were left. But the first thing I dug up was a piece of white cloth, and wrapped in it were 5 silver dollars. There was something written on the cloth. It said, "Dear folk, we are Red Army men fighting the white troops. We have eaten your potatoes. Please accept these $5 with our thanks." The old man touched little Tsai on the shoulder. "Comrade, I often wonder where these men have gone. I'd like to see them with my own eyes." Little Tsai couldn't keep quiet any longer and burst out, "Just look round, Grandpa. They're right here listening to you." The old man grasped little Tsai's hand tightly in his own. He gazed at us one after another, while we all smiled happily and a little proudly. A wonderful feeling of warmth filled our hearts.